one of our precious souls, Janae Entz, put on Jesus Christ in baptism. This past week at camp, Ty Hendricks did the same, and I was informed yesterday that Christelle Norgulin has done the same in the time that she has been in camp in California, right? And from discussions that I've had with some others of our youth, I know we have several who are considering and really looking deep within themselves to determine if it's the move that they need to make. And we pray that they will decide to do that very soon. I know that it is sometimes considered a little uncouth or improper to use a deep personal example to kick off a sermon, but I pray that you will indulge me for a little bit tonight as I'd like to share with you some things that have been kind of rummaging around in my mind the last about week or so. On October 31st, 1981, a little boy was born, the firstborn of a young Alabama couple. And it didn't take long for the doctors to figure out that something just wasn't quite right with this little baby. Due to a birth defect known as an esophageal fistula, the child was unable to swallow and consume food. And so within hours of his birth, the boy was lying on an operating table, receiving a feeding tube and corrective surgeries that would ultimately save his life. However, the boy would also be left with a couple of rather unique and distinct scars that would go with him for the rest of his life. And for a while, it was fun to say, I have two belly buttons. And then the realization hits that not everyone has two belly buttons. In fact, no one else I know has two belly buttons. And when people find out that I do, the question and answer sessions begin. And maybe it's just better that I keep them hidden and stay quiet about them so that I don't have to deal with the embarrassment of being so different. In a world that is obsessed with having or at least giving the appearance of perfection, you know, it's no wonder that a person would try to hide his or her bodily scarring. And without fail, there is a question that has gone through every single one of our minds when, at least at some point or another, when we've seen a cut or burn or some other type of scar that we see on someone else, and the question that we want to know is, what happened to you? We wonder this because the body was not created with such markings. And they are the result of something that perhaps and probably has gone awry within God's creation, whether through injury or illness or perhaps just simple carelessness on our part in living our lives. And so we become curious as to what exactly has occurred in this person's life that caused them to lose that physical perfection that perhaps they were born with. But amidst this infatuation with physical perfection, we need to be taking a careful look at the dangers of spiritual and emotional scarring. Because just as a physical scar can indicate certain things about a person's life, so can spiritual ones. And tonight I'd like to take a few minutes and share with you some observations about personal scars and the impact that they can have on a life. And the first of those observations is this. Scars indicate imperfection. Paul in Romans 7:24 cries out, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" What do you think it is that brings a man like Paul to his knees with such a cry? I mean, after all, Paul was the salt of the earth kind of guy. Circumcised on the eighth day, a Hebrew above Hebrews from the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee who studied under one of the greatest teachers of the day, Gamaliel. And in regards to righteousness found in law, blameless. Sounds a lot like some of us, doesn't he? Been attending church since I was 8 days old. I'm a salt of the earth kind of person. I attended every youth activity as a teenager. I've listened to some of the Brotherhood's greatest preachers, and I've read the commentaries of countless others. And in regards to righteousness found in keeping God's law, I am blameless. If this is your thought about yourself, let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever taken something that did not belong to you? Have you ever accused someone else of doing something that they really didn't do? Have you ever done something that you knew to be wrong? If you can say yes to any of the above questions,